Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Federal Chairman Ben Bernanke is set to testify before Congress on the U.S. economy today. The Fed is pursuing an aggressive program of bond purchases to try to keep long-term interest rates down and encourage borrowing and spending. When the Fed next meets in June, it's set for meeting on the 18th and 19th. Some economists say it might signal that it will taper its bond purchases later this year. The June meeting is one of four each year when Bernanke holds a news conference after the Fed's meeting to discuss any policy changes. A few hours after Bernanke testifies today, the Fed will release the minutes of its last meeting, which happened on April 30th and May the 1st. The statement of the Fed after that meeting signaled that it could either increase or decrease the pace of its bond purchases, depending on how the job market and inflation fare. The minutes will be reviewed for hints of how much discussion and dissension existed within the Fed about continuing the aggressive stimulus efforts. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sale of 360,000 metric tons of corn for delivery to China during the 2013-14 marketing year. Also going out the door in the 13-14 marketing year, another sale of corn, this one for 180,000 metric tons to unknown destinations. The 13-14 year for corn marketings begins on September the 1st. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 15,426, is up 38.5 points. The NASDAQ, 35.12, is up almost 8.25. And the S&P 500 is 1673. It is up 4.33 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Rain will finally get out of the northwestern portions of the U.S. Corn Belt as we go through the day today. We'll likely see a couple of days of drier weather, but it won't last long. More rain and thunderstorms are likely to move back into the region. In the meantime, the original storm system will continue working its way through the eastern Midwest, with a cold front likely to continue producing showers and thunderstorms over a large portion of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky as we go through the day today, maybe portions of Michigan as well. The precipitation that occurs is not expected to be heavy in a general sense, but locally heavy amounts of precipitation will be possible across a part of the region. We will expect this disturbance to be out of the way, though, fairly quickly by tonight, and most of the Midwest will actually be under the influence of a high-pressure system that will likely keep us relatively dry, even on the day Thursday and into the day on Friday. However, by Friday evening, a warm front working its way into the western portions of the Corn Belt will likely be setting off additional showers and thunderstorms once again, and that will likely concentrate on places like Ohio and Nebraska, portions of northern Missouri, and then extending northwest from there into the Dakotas. The storm system, which is basically the warm front, will continue to work its way northeastward rather slowly as we go through the second half of the weekend and into the early part of next week. Repetitive rain and thunderstorms over a relatively small region could result in some locally heavy rain and some isolated pockets of flooding. A close monitoring of the situation is warranted, but the bottom line is that fieldwork in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt and maybe a portion of the Great Lakes region may not advance very well as we go through that period of time from the end of this week into the early part of next week. Another disturbance will likely come across the northern plains and into the upper portions of the Midwest as we move through the early to middle part of next week. So the pattern for continued wet weather in the northwestern Corn Belt will prevail, making the odds rather low that they will be able to finish fieldwork there before the optimum dates have passed. We are expecting the lower parts of the Midwest to see a general drying bias as we move forward through a big part of the coming 10 days after we get through with today's storm system. The lower parts of the region includes the area from parts of Kansas into the Ohio River Valley. Totally dry weather may not occur across the entire region over the whole of the period, but we will see only a limited amount of precipitation, and net drying conditions will likely prevail. The temperature outlook across the region over these next several days will be bouncing around a bit. We'll look for cooling to take place here today. Highs in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt will be mostly in the upper 50s and 60s, while readings in the central and southeast are mostly in the 70s, with a few 80s still continuing in Ohio and eastern Kentucky. We'll look for temperatures tomorrow afternoon to be coolest across a big part of the region. Afternoon readings will be mostly in the upper 50s and 60s, with only a few lower 70s in the southern and easternmost parts of the region. After that, a warming trend will begin rather slowly, and as I mentioned before, it comes with a lot of shower and thunderstorm activity across the heart of the Midwest. So temperatures will start to contrast rather strongly across the region, with 70 and 80 degree readings likely in the southwest portion of the region during the weekend, while 60s and 70s still prevail in the northeast. By the time we get to the middle part of next week, we should see 80-degree temperatures back across a big part of the Midwest for highs. Our low temperatures at night are expected to fall back into the 50s and 60s during the warmer days, but before we get to that point, we'll see a lot of readings in the 40s coming up and some lower 50s. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading in Kansas City. July wheat, 745, up 6.5. July wheat in Chicago, 688.5, up 8. July corn, 648.5, up 8.5. December, 527, up 6.75. July soybeans, 1476.5, down 1.75, now 1.5. November, 1225.25, now 0.5, up 4.75. July soybean meal, 435.80, down 2.90. July soybean oils, 49.52, up 4, now up 5. June live cattle, 121.20, up a dime. May feeders, 131.65, down 25 cents. And June lean hogs are 93 even, and they are up 60. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
Well, China is not only interested in soybeans, as it turns out.
Yeah, I tell you what, it was kind of nice to see them show up for some corn purchases. We were trying to find a value level, trying to get a little bit of positive price action in the corn market yesterday, but couldn't quite manufacture it. But now that we've got a little demand, maybe we can rekindle some positive spirits.
And did corn get down to about 512 or thereabouts yesterday?
Yeah, I believe that's correct, and tried to bounce a late session recovery. Kind of gave us a little bit of cautious optimism, but we're going to need to see some follow-through, and part of that follow-through could come from liquidation of some of the old crop, new crop spreads.
Do you think that that 512 number is good until pollination?
Boy, I'm not sure about that. It depends on what happens next week as far as the weather's concerned. If we get regular light range, half, three-quarter inch range for the next couple, 3 weeks, and this crop gets off to a really good start, I think you could probably take the market down a little bit lower, at least probe down to that $5 mark. But on the flip side, if next week we get, let's say, a ridge like some of the weather forecasters are basically talking about, then the trade's going to be a little bit more nervous, and that would shore up your case for a 512 low and maybe even a spot to maybe work back to the 540, 550 territory.
How important is next week, given we have a holiday coming up and we're coming back on a Tuesday?
I think coming back on Tuesday is going to give you a real good sense of what the market sentiment is. You know, you got a three-day weekend. Everybody has to make the critical choice Friday going home and then evaluate the situation Tuesday coming back. I think whatever Tuesday turns out to be will probably be a precursor of what we'll see for the following 2 or 3 weeks.
Some comments on soybeans, please.
Soybean basis has been falling off a cliff. We've lost 40, 45 cents off the Gulf since last Friday. I think until we get a little bit more meal business for the second half of July, beans are going to struggle.
So meal was the real deal, and that was part of the reason that the flat price on beans were going up. So you're not in the camp that we could see meal prices into the 460s to 480s soon?
I don't think we're going to see something quite that lofty. I think realistically, you'd probably start substituting South American meal into our domestic market. One of the things we've been waiting to see is, do we transfer some of the importing of beans into the importation of importing meal? I haven't seen the transition yet, but I think that's a talking point that needs to be monitored.
Other points you're going to look at through the balance of the week?
Going to watch the Fed comments and also watch the action of the dollar, make sure the dollar can hold on to what it's gained recently.
Thank you much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
That's Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Your current tick in the marketplace, July wheat in Chicago, now at 688.5, up 8. July corn is 648.5, up 8.5. In December, it's 526.5, up 6.25. July soybeans are 1477, down 1.25. November is 1225.25, up 4.5. July soybean meal, 436, down 270. July soybean oil is 49.55, and it is up 7 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WIOL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.